Welcome to the 5-9, the official podcast of the Fierce Telecom and Technology Group. Join us each week for the latest insights on 5G, millimeter wave, AI, electronics, sensors, networking, infrastructure, and more in the communications and technology space.
All right, welcome everyone to another episode of the 5-9 podcast brought to you by Fierce. As always, my name is Alejandro Piñero, and I'll be your host today. Now, this week, I'm joined by Basil Heider, the VP of Engineering at Teleworld Solutions, and we're going to talk in depth about how to make the most of mobile networks and the tools that are making RF engineering that much more effective in looking at modern, complex situations. Basil, it's a pleasure to have you on our podcast today. Welcome.
Thanks, Alejandro.
Excellent. Well, before we get started with the discussion here, Basil, I wanted to give you an opportunity to give our listeners a bit of background into who you are and a bit more about your role at Teleworld Solutions.
My name is Basil Heider. Like Alejandro mentioned, I'm VP of Engineering at Teleworld Solutions. I've been with the company for over 14 years. Teleworld Solutions is a leading RF engineering telecom infrastructure solutions provider. We are at the forefront of driving innovation, advancing mobile networks with legacy as well as new technologies, whether it's CBRS, Wi-Fi, 4G, 5G. We offer comprehensive network services, whether it's design, planning, deployment, testing, optimization, and maintenance. Our expertise has been supporting major telecom operators, both MNOs and MSOs, for over 20 years, benefiting our customers, and we work to advance the network and overcome challenges with today's evolved technology.
Excellent. And I think you guys are in a very crucial position now for how those MNOs and MSOs are looking at their networks. Now, we'll get into a lot more depth, but I wanted to start at the top and hear a little bit of your thoughts, Basil, on how these mobile networks and technologies, they're becoming more complex, more advanced. Keeping track of them and engineering them and optimizing them is becoming more complicated and more difficult. From your perspective, what are some of the key changes in how wireless engineers and network design architecture professionals are thinking about those networks?
We are seeing much, much more connectivity compared to the earlier generations, when I say earlier generations, 4G and earlier, and then substantially more services. So if you guys remember, mobile broadband actually came with 4G, where you had good speeds, that, you know, several Mbps. Now 5G took that connectivity to a whole new level. There were three categories of use cases. One is obviously the enhanced mobile broadband. So you guys can get like, you know, 100 of Mbps and above. There is the ultra reliable, low latency communications, which are used for mission critical kind of applications. And finally, the massive machine type communications, which has enabled IoT in a big way, right? Internet of Things machines. 5G also allows for network slicing. So you can slice the network for parts or like smaller networks, which would have their own performance characteristics. So with all these customizations and, you know, additional use cases, this has resulted in an increase in 5G subscriptions, number of devices, data traffic. As we all see every day, there's a report that says this is 2 times, 10 times compared to the earlier years. So there is more and more to manage with this increased data usage. Also, the governance and the security aspects of the network have become more and more complex. So these have to be a part of your planning and the other phases involved. There are some additional considerations like the user applications, the intelligence of these applications, how the users would interact with them, right? Are you providing that kind of connectivity and performance that is needed by your users? The latency component, as more of these latency sensitive applications, virtual reality, augmented reality come more and more common, you would have to make sure that that latency targets are met. Finally, as a services provider or an operator, you have to make sure your operation expenses are within the target, because, you know, you as a company want to make sure you give the best customer service, but at the same time, you also have your operational expenses in target. So there's a you're right, you know, this complexity that has come into the network, and with that, we have to keep the different aspects in mind and get the best out of them.
And this complexity also comes almost twinned with those requirements, right? There's a lot of very rigorous demands on the networks for not just folks with their phone, but also for mission critical operations. So I assume then the pressure becomes quite intense for those carriers to uphold that level of quality. So with that in mind, and the challenges and requirements that you just described, what role do RF engineers play in maximizing the network performance? They've had an important role, of course, designing and upkeeping and maintaining those networks. But now as we go into that next step of complexity and automation and those requirements, they must play a pretty pivotal role as well, right?
That is correct. So apart from the technological focus, the key part to be kept in mind is the operator or the service provider. What is that operator doing, or what are the services they are providing, and also the customer focus. So there's a need to know your client and to know your client's customers first and foremost, right? And then the different stages of the network, whether you are in a planning phase, where it's a business case development, government grant consulting, or feasibility studies, RF engineers can bring that aspect into the play from the step one, right? So you are making a network, or the plans that you have for the network, keep those aspects in mind from the get-go. Testing, how are you doing your network testing? The device and the IoT testing, are those coming along with the plans, and what should be the objectives for them? In the deployment, site acquisition, construction, and orchestration, they have to adhere to the timeline so that you can get your network up and running in the right time and with the right requirements. Optimization, once you have the network that you're setting up, pre-launch testing and post-launch testing, how are they coming up to the performance targets? Capacity requirements, performance targets, physical and parameter optimizations, all these would tie into how you're optimizing the network and making sure you're getting the maximum out of them. On the managed networks side, you have enterprise and private network management that would have to ensure the services that are needed for the network, and the NOC support to make sure to ensure events or the KPIs are on target. And then on top of that, you may still need staffing, and you have to augment the client resources with industry staffing professionals, right? Our experience with Tier 1 MNOs and MSOs and small operators brings us into very good role. And with the 20 plus years of solving challenges for our customers through customized and innovative solutions, helps us provide them this end-to-end view and be able to give them the best and max out of these solutions.
That makes a lot of sense. And I guess as those complexities increase for the RF engineers, I wanted to ask you specifically about the tools that they have available to them to make those decisions, whether it's on design or managing capacity. So I've seen a lot of examples of how this is evolving from greater AI and machine learning to even full-blown digital twins of networks. But I wanted to ask you, Basil, specifically, what are some of those tools that you see are really making a difference for RF engineers as they work through capacity requirements and managing that complexity?
The industry tools that are there, let's say for prediction and capacity simulations, they have come a long way too. And some of them are really good in terms of providing coverage and predicting the layers and the capacity. But as we were discussing about the complexity of the network, there are new variables that have come into the picture. For example, for the 5G CU and the DU placement, what are the backhaul, midhaul, and fronthaul requirements, right? In addition to the operational costs of certain assets, with all these, you have to have a combination of prediction for coverage and capacity, plus these different variables into one. And what Telible Solutions has done is taken the outputs of these prediction tools, added them to our own proprietary H2 algorithm, and leveraging the best of the predictions that the industry tools provide and bringing our own proprietary algorithms along with advancements in data analytics and the AI ML, help us give the optimal solution that can give the cost savings and faster time to market for our clients.
And of course, you mentioned some of those outputs and what you do with them, and specifically then from Teleworld Solutions' point of view, could you tell us a little bit more about your design process and what the tools that you're using to help your customers and partners in making the most of their networks and optimize their network design?
Apart from the industry standard of prediction and the coverage simulation tools, we go beyond that by using data analytics and ML to account for coverage capacity, operational cost, backhaul, front haul, mid haul, and more of these variables. It also gives our proprietary H2 algorithm gives a multidimensional approach, right? So what it does is, are there areas where you have a customer focus, where there's a lot of population, there's a lot of subscribers, but what would be the best location in terms of the front haul requirements or the fiber connectivity or some of the other components that would help you get the best optimal design for the same number of sites, for an amount of capital, or for the services that you're trying to get out of the network, right? Our algorithms are highly customizable. So what works for one operator may not work for the other. So we have those knobs and stuff that you can tweak, and end of the day, that's what we do as the optimization for the designs for these networks.
And what impact does that have then in terms of cost saving, time to market, CapEx reduction, all those big worries when we look at how expensive and costly those networks are? Can you share some examples perhaps of positive impacts when looking at that?
What we have in mind is, not only do you have to solve a technology question, you also have to solve an investment question, right? How much of the CapEx, how much of the OpEx is going into these? So when we look at that, we have several examples which we have done in the past to address these. And I'll give one here, which is the hyper-tuning that we did. So hyper-tuning is a unique model tuning approach that helps us to go beyond just the regular normal criteria of network dimensioning. You look at the coverage and you say, okay, these are the areas that I would go for network expansion and enhancements, right? So what we did was, we not only did the prediction using highly accurate models, whether it was from a ray tracing model and some of the other prediction models, but also from a geodata and other perspective. We went ahead with the physical audits for these sites, which helped us understand, hey, what the operator had on file or as a record versus what was there in reality, there were a lot of differences, right? It helped us identify what is the real coverage right now and where are the actual gaps, right? With this accurate modeling from the field into our more accurate predictions that we are running on the machines would help us create that final view of where the actual gaps are, right? And it also helped us identify which would be the best return for the investment. So the client was looking for X amount of sites to be put in. We actually saw that they only needed 50% of that. We used a combination of our hyper-tuning process. We also used our proprietary H2 algorithms to come at that. And with the combination of tools, we were able to create better network visibility and optimization outcome, which actually led to almost 200 to 1,000% increase in the network efficiency.
Wow, that's incredible. And I think that'll resonate with folks as we're trying to get the most of these networks that are out there. And I think these are some great tools and technologies to do that. Basil, before we wrap up, I'll put you on the spot here. I'm sure you talk to a lot of engineers out there, CTOs, looking at how to make the most of their networks. If there's one message to them that you'd like to leave them with when they listen here, what would that be? What would you like them to walk out of after listening to this podcast with?
So my one point that I would like to reiterate is the focus has always to be on the customer. If you are able to ensure that the customer is getting the services that he's, he has paid for with the quality assurances and making sure that you are keeping a track on what's the need of the customer today and beyond, that's always a successful strategy. And we at TWS, we want to make sure that, we have the focus on our client and also our client's customers. So that's the mantra.
All right, well, you heard it here first, folks. The focus needs to be on the customer, and success will certainly follow. Well, Basil Hayter, VP of Engineering at Teleworld Solutions, thank you so much for joining us this week here on the 5-9 podcast to share your thoughts on how to make the most of mobile networks and whether they're new or legacy. It's been a pleasure having you on, and I'm sure our listeners will be very pleased with the insights that they've received, and I'm sure they'll follow up with you and your team at Teleworld Solutions for more information. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Alejandro.
Excellent. And to you, our listener, as always, thank you for joining us for yet another episode of the 5-9 podcast brought to you by Fierce. I'm sure we'll be on your feet soon. Until then, take care and speak to you soon. Bye.
You've been listening to the 5-9, Fierce Telecom's official telecom and technology podcast. Follow us on Zencastr to get the latest ICT insights each week. Get the latest telecom and technology news at our websites, FierceWireless.com, FierceElectronics.com, FierceTelecom.com, and FierceVideo.com. See you soon.